Good morning, everyone. I'm Peter Tripe. I'm Chairman of the Life Assurance Committee of ASA, and I'd really like to welcome all of you to our first hybrid LAC seminar. And not only is it our first hybrid event, but I believe it's the first time that we're attempting from ASA side to have an event with two places in person as well as on the virtual side. So I'm really sort of hoping all of our technology goes smoothly. Please be patient with us as we sort of explore our way through it. And I'm also hoping that we don't have too many load shedding curveballs to deal with today. So I'm really looking forward to this morning's sessions. We've got a great range of speakers and some topics on a full range of areas that we as the LAC have identified as strategically important and that we're focusing on both this year as well as over the next couple of years. So they range from the obvious current hot topics on COVID and IFRS 17 to slightly sort of longer term, sort of things around climate change, sovereign credit default as of risk, as well as conduct issues. I'm really looking forward to that, and I really wanted to thank all of our speakers in advance around that. Just in respect to sort of thanks, I'd really also like to make a special mention to our sponsors today, which is Insight Life Solutions. I'd like to just read a little bit about them. So Insight Life Solutions is a newly established actuarial consulting arm of Insight, focusing on the life insurance market. They're less than 18 months old, but Insight Life Solutions really has 18 actuaries and students and offers a full suite of actuarial and risk consulting services to life insurers with a specific interest and using technology to improve the quality of life for all actuaries. Insight's health division has a wealth of medical schemes expertise and experience, and so together with Life Solutions, the Insight Group has unique capabilities and insights in the intersection of health and life insurance disciplines. So once again, thanks to them. I'd also like to mention that we've got two speakers from Insight who will be talking at next week's LAC sessional meeting, which is on next Tuesday. We've got Barry Childs and Peter Carswell, who will be talking on COVID-19, the next wave, and beyond. So for more information and to register, please go and look at your ASA news bites and register there. We're just still managing people's behaviours to make use of the news bites for all the information. And actually, whilst I'm advertising about LAC events, I'd also like to mention in the news parts, we're still looking for volunteers for the group solvency subcommittee that Colin Pinsale is organising. So again, you can look for more details there if you want to sort of volunteer for that. Right, okay. I think that just sort of leaves a couple of logistics things for me to mention before we sort of kick off. So first of all, just a reminder to everyone to make sure your cell phones are in silent. Also, in addition, in-person attendees, if you wish to ask questions virtually, so rather than sort of sticking up your hand when we get to that part, you can also log in onto the link that you would have received with your invite and can ask questions there. And again, I just caution you, when you sort of dial into the link here, make sure you switch the sound off, otherwise we'll get feedback effects there. If you are asking questions, please use the Q&A channel. The chat channel is purely for technical sort of issues, and the Q&A channel is for questions. And just a reminder for in-person attendees to get your parking tickets validated, either from Gail here in Cape Town or Tundo in Joburg, and then also location of bathrooms. Cape Town, they're at the back or outside. I'm not too sure where they are in Joburg, but I'm sure Johan or our chair there can join me there. So without further ado, I'll hand over to Johan Potgieter on the Joburg side, who will be chairing our first session. Okay. Thanks, everyone.